Okay.
Under communications, first to approve minutes from October 22nd, approve travel and training. Under finance, transfers and appropriations, transfers from appropriation for care facility. Amended certificate of estimated resources dated October 25th. Approve submission of the '08 preliminary budget to the Butler County Budget Commission. Accept the resignation of Assistant Chief Legal Counsel for CSEA. Under development, receive and refer bids for Lemon Township sidewalk replacement contract. Under job and family services, approve child daycare contract with Trenton Church of God. Approve amendments number one to Middletown Adolescent Leaders Achieve Incorporated and University of Cincinnati. Under children's services, approve 4 personnel actions. Under environmental services, approve contract with Pure Foods for cost of service relief. Approve contract with Sarita Mabin for professional training workshop. Release 1-year maintenance bond for water and sewer extension to Knowles of Liberty Estates 2A. Amend resolution. Approve addendum to contract with unwanted appliances. Approve extension of water sewer services to Seaward Sanitary and Tylersville water main extensions. Approve agreement with Metcalf and Eddy of Ohio for professional services. Under miscellaneous, award contract for tax bill printing to Smart Bill Limited. Lockbox services to First Financial Bank. Amend resolution for petition to annex. Authorize the filing of ODOT application for '08 Ohio Coordination Program. Approve change orders number 1 and 2 for Board of Election Phase 1 construction. Execute contract for Board of Election Phase 2 construction with performance construction. Approve and execute lease agreement with Fifth Third Bank for VOIP telecommunication system, and appoint outside legal counsel and litigation. Outside litigation.
Move approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's 9:30. We have a public hearing on the vacation of Summerlin Boulevard in Liberty Township. Anyone like to address the commission during this public hearing, either for or against the vacation of Summerlin Boulevard? Gary, do
Gary Sheets, I'm your board's attorney. I don't know if the resolution's in the packet. This was requested by Greg Wilkins. It's 30 feet off the south side of Summerlin Boulevard. There is a Westchester School District building just immediately to the south of here. The property, apparently the boulevard was originally dedicated, was much wider than it actually turns out to be, and the county engineer thought that the 30 feet on the south side could be given back to the abutter on the south side of the road, which is a little unusual. Usually give it on each side, but this piece is taken off the south side, so it'll all go to the abutter on the south side. Environmental Services has asked that they could have that the commissioners retain an easement when we return the property to the owner in case they ever want to install utility improvements there. I don't think there are any in the part we're now vacating to the abutting owner, but that's basically all it was. The county engineer thought that this was unnecessary for the county to keep this.
And you've heard of no opposition?
No, we heard no opposition. Mr. Williams and I went to, we viewed the property on the appropriate day. It was in the paper, and no one came. And the property is essentially vacant. There's a sidewalk, and it's just vacant land.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
And is there a resolution to approve the vacation?
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you. Next, a public hearing on the 2008 entitlement program. Donna, good morning.
Basically, as you're aware, we have the CDBG and the HOME program. The ADDIE program, which was created in 2004, looks like that will be dismantled for 2008. Reason being is it's kind of a duplication of existing funds. with the home program, you can use down payment assistance, which we had before. The ADDI program was a set aside specifically for down payment assistance. So it looks like it's going to be eliminated for 2008. But if that's something that we want to continue, then we can do so under the home program. Anyway, the CDBG program, of course, as you're familiar, we target low-income communities. We do such things as infrastructure, parks, community centers, things of that nature. The home program, we focus on single-family rehab. We have done some new construction. Those are the two focal points of the home program. The cover letter. Which is basically the information on top, goes through, of course, our Consolidated Planning Committee. The 2008 budget, at the OCCD conference last week, I met with HUD on Thursday, and it's looking like the budget will be the same as last year's, which is what they did last year as a continuation of 2006. So that's good and bad. There's no increase, no decrease. So the next thing I spoke about was the Consolidated Planning Committee, which consists of Greg Wilkins, Bruce Jewett, Bob Leventree, Kathy Becker, Mike Engling, and myself. Go through the applications, kind of if there's any questions or anything, any other projects out there that might impact the CDBG or home program or the projects to be submitted, we discuss that. Within that committee, we come up with a list of projects to be recommended to you, and then for your final approval or any adjustments that you would want to make. The 2008 timetable, the project proposals are due on the 21st, right before Christmas. We usually review those in January. You usually formally approve the projects in February, and we submit them to HUD in March. And then May is when the program year begins. However, we cannot initiate the projects until Congress releases our money. As far as the format, everybody has the application that was sent a packet. They have it here that has all the information that we need, 12 pages. In addition, it can be downloaded from the website. And really, as far as the application, it's the same one that we've used for the last few years. Goes through all the information that we will need to make an informed decision. Other than that, that's pretty much it.
So Donna, this public hearing is mainly to allow communities to know that there's a deadline on the 21st of December.
Yes.
The amount of money is going to be about the same from this year to next year.
Right. Yeah.
And they have until December 21st to get their proposals in.
Right. Right. And we've always encouraged communities, if they have any questions at all about the application or the programs in general, you know, if the project qualifies or just want to us be aware or even come out and visit. We've already started visiting some of the townships that are interested, has already started contacting us to kind of come out and take a look at things. And that's always encouraged.
Do we have communities that are in like the first year of a couple year project? And they have to resubmit each year?
Like, some of them, we do phases because it's a bigger project.
Right. I can't think of any phases. The only thing that I am aware of is Madison Township. I spoke with Bill last week, McGuire. You know, we went through this year that entrance to the park. We did some road improvements and things like that. He's going to be coming back to us for, I think it was around, it was minimal. It was like $75,000 to $100,000 for an increased pavement going through there. And I suggested that he do that. So that would be kind of a continuation to finish that up. But as far as phases, I'm not aware of any.
No. See, what I was trying to get at, I don't want a community to think that they were granted phase one and they don't have to do anything for phase two,
right.
to resubmit.
Exactly. Right. If there is a phase two of any project, they need to notify us of that.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Mr. President?
Yes.
How much did we have last year of requests as opposed to how much we actually funded? Do you recall?
Usually we have at least double the request of the funds that we have to commit. So CDBG, we're usually running about used to be about 1.4 million. Now we're down to 1.2. We usually get over a 2 million request in funds.
Do we make contact with all the townships?
Yes.
On these? Okay.
Yes. We have a list, and that is gone through and verified to make sure we have all the updated information, all the correct people to send it to. For the townships, we send two applications per township and village, just to make sure that they do get it.
Okay. 7 Mile had a request also this year. I don't know if they're going to put it in here. I would imagine they would, but they've been included in quite a few of the last ones, are they not?
We've done a lot of sidewalks out there, but it seems like it's not a large chunk of money that we give them. It's just a little bit. We've done sidewalks out there for about 4 or 5 years.
Some mention of a fire truck of some sort that they were interested
water.
In.
Oh, really?
Water fire truck, yeah. Yes.
What was that?
A water truck for fire water
really?
Tank truck.
Oh, for 7 Mile?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've talked to the chief, too. Have you talked to the
yes.
chief? Yeah, he's been asking about this and yeah. been trying to get through either Homeland Security or through this fund to be able to. And it's something that could be used for a number of communities in case of an emergency.
Okay.
So.
Well, actually, after I leave here, I'm going to go talk with Missy Mick, who is a councilperson for 7 Mile, in regards to something with NHS, but I'll ask her about that because I know that they have said something other about, you know, that old gas station there on the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just been sitting there vacant. She asked if they could use CDBG money to acquire it, which they could. But I wouldn't encourage it.
They
I'm
got the
gonna
tank problem and all that.
Oh, right. It would be a huge environmental problem.
That's why it hasn't been touched.
So we are discussing about working together to try to get a Brownsfield grant. So they did apply at one point and was denied, but I suggested we go back again and try it again, and I'll work with her to get this.
If there's done. Anything we can do to help with Brownfield, we'd be happy to.
Right. So. Right. I told her that we would help her with the application this time around.
Chief Gary Galt is the one that contacted us about the truck.
Chief Gary Galt?
Gary Galt, G-A-U-L-T.
Okay.
Fire Chief, 7 Mile.
Okay.
Hopefully he's done his work with this council.
Hopefully. Yeah, he's been working on it.
Donna, have we, we bought a couple homes and we flipped them.
Yes.
Any more in the pipeline?
I keep checking periodically and have not seen any. As of yet, but I keep checking that to see.
Some of those in Middletown, some
we've sold the first one.
Okay.
Second
explain
one.
That real quick to the, what happens.
Let's see. That was just last year we started doing this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a program called we've bought two,
okay.
A dollar home program, and what it is when a home goes in foreclosure and HUD owns it, if they cannot sell the property or get rid of it or turn it over in 6 months, then they offer it to the local communities for a dollar. So what we have done, our first purchase was a piece of property just south of Middletown, and then the second was a piece of property in Trenton. We bought them for a dollar, then we've rehabbed them and then sell them to low-income families.
Neighborhood housing.
Yes, and what we do is we buy them and then flip them, immediately transfer deed over to NHS, and then so then they're the owner. We go in and rehab it, and then they get it sold for us. The first one has been sold. I believe there was a contract to purchase that a couple weeks ago. They're working
what
that out.
With the proceeds?
The proceeds go back into the pot so that we can continue doing more rehabs or any home eligible type activities. Yeah.
How much did you make on the last one?
Well, the first one, let's see, just from memory, we only put about $30,000 rehab into it. And I believe we sold it for like 65 or 70.
So 35,000.
Right.
Well,
right.
34,999.
Right. But now the second one, the one in Trenton, it needed a lot more work. We ended up putting about 60, and it's not finished. And I believe that contract's up to about 60,000, but it's going to be such a neat, because it had the high ceilings and all of that. And they got rid of where people had come in and just destroyed it. And so that one we won't make as big of a profit, but it's going to be such a nice house.
No,
even if we make $500, at least,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we share some of the money with neighborhood housing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, not a bad deal.
It's really not, no. There are a lot more homes, of course, in the cities that we've found, but we don't touch those. So, yeah, I keep checking that. As soon as one comes, we'll get it.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Don, I'd just like to commend you and your staff because you've done a remarkable job, and there's a lot of townships that have benefited from this program that have realized a lot of equipment and community buildings that they would not have had otherwise. So good program. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Okay.
Is there anyone else who would like to address commission during this public hearing? Anyone else like to address the commission during this public hearing?
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Galvez?
Yes. Okay. Is there anything else that the commission would like to bring up?
Yeah, I would like to ask that we pass a resolution in support of the $1.8 million Clean Ohio grant that Middletown has a special hearing for tomorrow. Commissioner Furman and I talked about it the last meeting. Greg, I don't think I got a chance to talk to you here, but it seems like they weren't successful in the first round of grants. There's $1.8 million left. It's between us and Cuyahoga Falls. Cuyahoga Falls already got part of it. We haven't. So I think it would be good on our part as the commissioners to pass a resolution, you know, in support of that, and ask Lieutenant Governor chairs that committee with a cover letter on it, asking him if he could consider the southern part of Ohio for some of this money, since we haven't gotten any at all. It's to demolish the old Middletown Hospital and to start a new redevelopment. So I think if we could pass that, it would show that, you know, we have the board support. And
I think we need to pass this today.
Yeah.
So Brian can take this up.
He's going to hand carry it tomorrow.
Right. And I understand from Brian that our delegation in Columbus are aware of this, our need, and have voiced their support also.
Motion done?
Yeah, make a motion.
There's also a lot of community dollars that they've put in that they're willing to put in, and they need this to top it off to be able to do the project. So the area is doing its share. So I second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner
Galvez?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else?
Move to adjourn.
Move. Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Do we need
yes.
to, but just
no.
to, okay.
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Galvez?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.